I'm Dan Klefstad. Democrats and Republicans are divided over what to do with a recent windfall for Illinois government. Brian Mackey has more.
Every now and then, taxpayers surprise government by paying more than expected. Last month, an extra $1.5 billion flowed into Illinois' bank accounts, perhaps because of the strong stock market. Now the question is, what to do with the money? Republicans say Democrats should back off new tax proposals, like on plastic bags. But Democratic State Senator Don Harmon from Oak Park says not so fast.
The truth is that manna from heaven may get us out of the desert, but it will not feed us for years to come.
Governor J.B. Pritzker already has plans for the money. He says it'll cover a gap in this year's budget, and higher future receipts will let Illinois make its full pension payment next year. Pritzker had previously wanted to short it by $800 million. I'm Brian Mackey.
Cases of the sexually transmitted disease syphilis are on the rise in Illinois, and that's especially true for cases in rural areas. Kaiser Health News Midwest correspondent Lauren Weber says syphilis cases have more than tripled in Illinois over the last decade.
In 2008, you had 129 cases that were outside of Chicago. Now you have 437, and that's more than a third of your state's cases are now taking place outside of your major urban area.
Weber spoke on the 21st show. She cites a decrease in state funding for STD prevention programs in the last 4 years. She said there could also be increased stigmas around seeking treatment in smaller communities where anonymity is more difficult to maintain. Syphilis is curable with treatment, but if left untreated, it can be life-threatening. Advocates for a transgender inmate are asking Governor J.B. Pritzker to grant her clemency so she can be released immediately. Strawberry Hampton received rare approval from Illinois prison authorities to move from a men's to a women's prison last year. The Chicago Sun-Times reports Hampton's lawyers say authorities are penalizing the 28-year-old and delaying her release for reporting that she was abused in prison. Hampton has been serving a 10-year sentence for burglary. Her release date was in February. It is now November 27th. Her lawyer, Sheila Betty, says Hampton has been able to participate in programs to earn cuts in prison time. Betty also accuses correction officials of filing false disciplinary reports against Hampton. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A Carbondale man is now awaiting sentencing on a murder conviction. The Jackson County State's Attorney's Office says 24-year-old Jarrell Pullen was found guilty on 2 counts of first-degree murder and 4 counts of aggravated discharge of a firearm. That followed a 3-day bench trial in Jackson County. First-degree murder carries a potential sentence of 20 to 60 years in prison. But because the court found Pullen personally discharged a firearm that caused the death of 19-year-old Javon Trott of Johnston City back in 2017, Pullen now faces additional sentencing of 25 years to life. Aggravated discharge of a firearm is a Class 1 felony that carries a potential sentence of 4 to 15 years behind bars. Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Bost honored Cody Van Fossen of Christopher on the U.S. House of Representatives floor yesterday. Van Fossen passed away early Sunday morning while fighting a fire in a vacant building in the Franklin County community. Bost is a Murfreesboro Republican and a firefighter himself. He says the 24-year-old Van Fossen grew up around the fire station.
He comes from a family with deep traditions of public service. His dad, Brent, is a captain on the Christopher Force. His grandfather is Christopher's mayor, but was also a firefighter at the Valier Fire Department. Cody's family instilled in him a passion for helping others, despite the risk.
The Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating the cause of that fire and another in Christopher. I'm Jennifer Fuller.